When I was in seminary, I came across a book entitled How to Read a Book. And the book had a lot of tips on how to be a better reader. And one of the tips the book had was, when you read, especially nonfiction, one of the best things to do is read the conclusion first. If you know where the author eventually wants to go, as you read the book, it's going to make a lot more sense. And so if we applied that principle to the Gospel of John, book of John, that we've been reading passages from over these last three Sundays, and we look at one of the last things that John has to say, it helps us see what John wants to do all throughout his book, his gospel. This is the very end of John chapter 20. There's a chapter 21, which is technically the epilogue, the story of Peter and the fish on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. But this is how the gospel officially concludes. John writes this. This is after the crucifixion, after the resurrection. John writes, "Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through this belief, you may have life in his name. This is my bell of belief." In John's gospel, he uses the word believe 63 times. 63 times. I added it up. In the other three gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke combined, the word believe only shows up 25 times. So in John's gospel alone, he uses the word believe 2.5 times more than the other three combined. He concludes with, "Why did I write all this stuff? So that you may believe that Jesus is the Son of God, the Messiah." So knowing that, that's how he concludes. I know that, okay, so the whole point of his gospel is to get me to believe. Let's look at some of these kind of key passages in John's gospel. We're doing like kind of a rapid-fire Bible study of John's gospel here. John chapter 2, the first miracle of Jesus when he turns water into wine at the wedding of Cana, the miracle everybody loves. How does the passage end? John chapter 2, John writes this. After the miracle, "Jesus did this as the beginning of his signs in Cana and Galilee, and so revealed his glory, and his disciples began to believe in him." John chapter 4, the woman at the well. That was the gospel that we heard just two Sundays ago. Jesus has this encounter with this Samaritan woman. She comes to faith in him because Jesus tells her everything that she did. And then she goes into her town and tells all the Samaritans about Jesus. And the passage ends that we heard 2 weeks ago. "Many of the Samaritans of that town began to believe in him because of the word of the woman who testified, 'He told me everything I have done.' When the Samaritans came to him, they invited him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. Many more began to believe in him because of his word, and they said to the woman, 'We no longer believe because of your word, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know this is truly the Savior of the world.'" Again, people encounter Jesus, and they come to believe in him. John chapter 9, we heard it last week, the story of Jesus healing a blind man, a man born from birth blind. He heals him. At the end of the passage, we heard last Sunday, "When Jesus heard that they had thrown the blind man out, he found him and said, 'Do you believe in the Son of Man?' He answered him, 'Who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?' Jesus said to him, 'You have seen him, and the one speaking to you is he.' He said, 'I do believe.' And he worshiped him." Today, John chapter 11, Jesus brings Lazarus back from the dead, raises a dead man, a guy who had been dead for 4 days. What happens at the end after this great miracle? John writes, "Now many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what he had done began to believe in him." People encounter him. They see his power. They come to believe in him. The crucifixion. John was the only apostle present at the crucifixion. The other apostles abandoned Jesus. And so what does John write after Jesus dies on the cross? We'll hear this on Good Friday when we read the Passion. Right after the soldier sticks the lance into Jesus' side, blood and water flows out, John writes this. An eyewitness has testified, and his testimony is true. He knows that he is speaking the truth, so that you also may come to believe. He's saying, I was there. I watched him die on the cross. And then how does John's gospel end? I read you the conclusion of John chapter 20, but what happens right before the little conclusion statement? How does the final kind of key story? It's doubting Thomas. It's about a man who comes to faith. We hear this story every day, every year on Divine Mercy Sunday. Now a week later, his disciples were again inside and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." John's gospel ends with one more person coming to faith, to believe in Jesus. In the gospel today, Jesus asks a question to Martha after he comes and finds out that her brother Lazarus has died. He says, Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live." Quick side note, that scripture passage is now on the walls of one of our church. Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die." Do you believe this? She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." That question that Jesus asks Martha is a question that echoes down through the centuries. It's not just for her, it's for everyone who hears this gospel proclaimed, and that's us today. Do you believe this? Do you believe this? John wants all of us to believe, because this is true, that Jesus is the truth. And that belief is not just some intellectual belief, like, "Oh yeah, okay, I believe in Jesus." No. Belief means that my whole life belongs to him. That means I want to follow him. I want to be his disciple. Today, as we celebrate the Eucharist, let's listen to Jesus ask us that question. Do you believe? And let's ask for the grace to respond like Martha did and say, "Yes, Lord, I have come to believe."